So we are here to practice some metta meditation. And it's wonderful to have people from Australia, people from America, everywhere in between, Albania and Germany, all over the place, and also from Oxford. So a very warm welcome, even on a drab and rainy day over in England. And today I thought we'd practice metta with an emphasis on acceptance. And I've no idea how it's going to go. I just know that accepting things the way they are is also an act of love and kindness and can really help to take out the struggle, the fight, the resistance, and allow our hearts to expand. Expand the range of what is acceptable, allowable, and ultimately welcome. So those things that we initially push out, we'll see how far we go. We can begin with the acceptance that feels a little bit distant or a bit kind of conditional. You know, I'll accept you if you go away or if you change, and then maybe we can bring some space and some kindness to that, and actually find a way to genuinely receive, even embrace, whatever feelings we are resisting. So here in the room, there is a lot of tiredness. There is some exhaustion, certainly in my body and mind. There is some sadness, also some gratitude, also a feeling of happiness to be here. And all of these things are not really good or bad in themselves. We could say they're all the results of what we've been doing till now. So in a way, old karma, the things arising from pre-established causes. But what we can do with what's arising now is create good karma by the way we relate to it, by the way we respond and receive whatever's in our body and mind. And that is where the power lies. That's where the transformation comes, not in changing what we feel, but in learning to be with it in a more compassionate and accepting way. Because it's there. We can't do anything about it. We don't have control. The Buddha said if we had control over these things, there'd be a self. But because there is no self, and because these things are impermanent, dependently arisen, arising from causes, we cannot control them. And therefore, they cannot belong to a self. They cannot be who we are. So rest assured, your feelings have been had by thousands, if not millions, of people before, and whatever struggles we're going through, we're really not alone with it. Somebody somewhere is going through something similar, maybe in a lesser or greater degree. Doesn't invalidate what we feel, but it can help us not feel so alone. So, if you would like to have your last sips of warm drinks and just check in with your body again to make sure you're at ease, the right temperature, or at least a reasonably comfortable temperature, a posture which allows you to relax. You don't feel you have to hold it with great force or using too much muscular strength, but it just feels easeful and natural for you. So see what that is. And it can help to close your eyes and start listening with your inner eye, so to speak, or inner ear, starting to sense the feelings in your body and see if you can respond to them with kindness, giving them space. Might mean physical space, loosening a belt or adjusting an ankle, removing your glasses, letting your eyes be free. So with your eyes closed, or a gentle gaze, if you prefer to have them slightly open. Just sensing into what it would be to relax. and accept whatever feelings you experience right now. Bringing this possibility to mind. Sensing this as another type of middle way a spacious place between pushing things away, resisting them, obstructing them, fighting them, and being swept away by them, rolling in them, clinging to them, claiming them as our own instead. Just that space, like a super highway, a spacious place of acceptance between those two extremes. Or if you like, in a different direction completely. A direction that moves inside. And with your eyes closed, I'd like you to just bring to mind something that is a reality right now, a fact. Something very simple that you can easily accept, such as that your hands are on your lap, or that your legs are crossed, or that your feet are on the floor, just a simple acceptance of that fact. Could be something in the environment, just accepting that there is a carpet, there is, I hope, a roof. There's rain outside the window. You don't need to approve of it. You don't need to like it or dislike it to accept that basic fact. How does it feel to just recognize something that's real? The fact of its existence. And accept it for what it is. Can you sense some ease? Perhaps an encounter with very basic truth, something real and honest that's happening now. Grounding you in reality. Now coming that little bit closer to your own inner world, by gently bringing your awareness to the top of your head, noticing if there are any sensations anywhere on or perhaps across the top of your head. You don't need to make them happen. They don't need to be special or agreeable. See what it's like to just accept whatever you feel in that area right now. Sensing down through your face, noticing whether there may be tension or tightness, heaviness in your brow, maybe brightness, lightness. Can you just accept whatever's there right now as a reality, as your reality, just for this moment? Not right, not wrong. Sensing feelings in the cheeks, the lips, the jaw, whole of the face area, the back of the head, the whole scalp area. Just accepting that you have a head. This is how it feels right now. Sensing through your throat and neck. Bringing that sense of acceptance to whatever feelings you notice there. Down into your shoulders. Maybe some knottiness, aches, tension, contraction, expansion, tingling, throbbing. Can you give them space to be just as they are, the sensations in your shoulders? Bring that sense of kind acceptance, noticing the effect. Flowing down through your arms, to your elbows, lower arms, fingers, fingertips. Accepting that right now, this is how your arms and hands feel. For reasons you can't control or even know. Bringing kindness to your arms. Feeling into your upper chest. Moving down from the throat area across the whole chest. Perhaps picking up feelings inside the body. Giving them space. Accepting that this is how I'm experiencing my chest, my rib cage, my belly right now. How does your chest, your belly respond when it feels accepted? How does it change the feelings, the physical sensations in those areas when you give them more space? Or does it change? Imagine if you could fully accept all the feelings, the emotions that we hold in our bellies, in our trunk. Just acknowledging their presence and allowing them to be. Acceptance has a wonderful way of expanding, wanting to include more and more. So see if you can include the back area from your shoulders through the upper back, down through the spine, the waist area, perhaps picking up feelings inside, around the kidneys, the hips. And just accepting them as they are. In a sense of openness, curiosity, even respect. Moving down to your buttocks, the lower parts of the trunk, pelvic organs. And down to the top of the thighs, accepting all the different feelings you meet along the way. Opening up to them as your awareness spreads through your thighs, receiving any feelings you notice in your thighs. Through your knees. Accepting whilst also being kind. So acceptance doesn't mean bearing with or pushing through, but accepting what is there and responding appropriately. So if at any time you need to gently adjust, accept that too. And flowing down through your shins, your calves, into your ankles and feet. What is it like to have legs? To have feet, to have toes? Can you accept your legs, your feet? Just as they are, and any feelings you notice in those areas. Yeah, that our mindfulness has warmed up. We can spread it to include the whole body. Just notice the body sitting with all those various sensations, with the different temperatures, parts of the body that are warmer, parts that may be cold. We accept all of this. Natural phenomena arising due to causes beyond our control. And see if a sense of relief starts to arise. As you accept the reality of your body sitting with all the different feelings, appreciating the complexity, the miracle of having a body, of being alive. And bring in some kindness to that. Now, if you wish, we can start sensing into the area around our chest, around the heart. Just keeping the awareness wide and spacious, accepting and soft. And just check in with your emotional world. What kind of feelings, emotional or mental feelings, are you having right now? Maybe there's a sense of tiredness, weariness. Maybe sadness. Maybe stress or anxiety. Can you allow yourself to simply recognize the facts of what you're feeling right now? And bring some acceptance to that. A simple acknowledgement, there's tiredness, there's grief, maybe there's a sense of peace. Whether you approve of what you're feeling, whether you like it or not, is not the point. It's there. Can we accept it and learn from that? Acceptance can be so close to kindness. It's kind not to fight, not to control. See if you can tune up to that subtle kindness, happiness that comes along with acceptance. And allow the mind to expand a little bit more, to include more of your emotional world. So you're meeting a long lost friend you haven't fully accepted until now. You haven't seen for a while. To support you in holding yourself with kind acceptance, if you wish, you can gently talk to yourself inwardly with kind and reassuring words. Such as, may I accept myself just as I am. May I be kind to myself. May I hold this suffering, sadness, or pain in kind, accepting awareness. Whatever words resonate for you. And just feeling the effect of those sentiments, those words in your body, in your heart. As you stay very gentle and spacious to whatever is arising. If your mind wanders, can you recognize that fact? Just accept it. The mind is wandering right now. It's okay, mine. I accept you just as you are. If a sense of peace, even joy, is arising for you, can you fully accept this too? Give that space, allowing it to take up all the space it needs in your body and mind. Without judgments about whether you think you deserve it, whether it's dangerous or you might get attached. Just accept the reality that right now there's some peace. Allow it to come inside. And if you wish, you may wish to think about some quality, some positive, wholesome quality that you have, or that others say you have. That is present in your heart, present in your life. Maybe kindness, patience, honesty, sincerity. Maybe you're a good parent, or you do your best. Maybe you're willing to try new things. A good listener. A good friend to someone. Can you accept that these things exist in you? Can you even rejoice in that? These qualities too are just natural phenomena. Not me, not mine, not a self. But they're real. They're true. How does it feel to accept that they're part of you? Well, if you want the advanced course on acceptance, bring to mind some behavior that you maybe don't approve of and yet see in yourself from time to time. Maybe you sometimes get stressed, impatient. Maybe you don't always clean up your mess. Maybe you experience anxiety from time to time. These two are simple realities. And how would it feel to accept them too? Just acknowledge the bare reality that sometimes you feel depressed. That too is not who you are. Just a phenomenon. Can be softened through acceptance. Just imagining the possibility of accepting this whole body-mind phenomena, the pleasure, the pain, the happiness, the sorrow, the stress, the irritation, the confidence, the strength, all these phenomena are real to the extent that they exist. How would it feel to accept what it means to be a human being? Sabbe satam, sabbe panam, sabbe bhutam, sabbe pugalam, sabbe Bhava Pariyapana Sabhaityo Sabhe Purvisa Sabhe Ariya Sabhe Anariya Sabbe Deva, Sabbe Manusa, Sabbe Vinipadika, Aweva Hontu, Abhyapaja Hontu. Aniga hontu Sukhiyatanam parihamantu Dukkham unjantu Yadalada sampatito Mawe gajantu Kamasaka. So accepting the peace at the end of the chanting and accepting the silly sadhus that come next. Sadhu. Sadhu. Excellent. Accepting the yawning in the meditation room of Anukampa Grove. So, how was that? Could you accept some things a little bit more deeply than before the meditation? What could you or couldn't you accept? It was so beautiful, thank you. Excellent. What made it beautiful? What made it work or not work? What does work mean anyway, right? I don't like that, actually. When people say, my meditation's not working. It's like, what are you trying to get out of it anyway? Hit the spot. Which spot? Come on, talk to me. No one want to use their voice. You were all very quiet yesterday as well. The invitation to fully accept myself just as I am, warts and all. Excellent. Yeah, just the invitation, right? The possibility that could be. I could be okay. It was nice just to sit with me as I am. Yeah. It's like to meet yourself, right? And just, that's okay. That's okay to be exactly as you are right now. I accepted my excitement. Excellent. Yeah, sometimes people want to like put you down when you're excited. Oh, I'm miserable. You shouldn't be excited. They want to kind of rain on your parade. So don't rain on your own. Good. You accepted it. At some point, I felt like the breath embraced all these feelings. Lovely. Yeah. It just worked on its own, just by stepping back, doing nothing. The body feels so much softer and the mind lighter. Thank you so much. Metta to all of you. Excellent. You know how to do it. So it's always helpful, obviously, to have the reminders and to be with others, but you know how to do it. Just stepping back and doing nothing. I could accept my uneasiness and it relaxed in me. Yeah, they're like little children sometimes that are there. And, you know, how is it when that little child is not accepted by the parent because you're not behaving properly, or the parent can't deal with that emotion, or a friend can't deal with it? Yeah, when we accept it, it itself relaxes. Beautiful. It finds some space. It can be included. It's not the only thing going on. Oh, Christy's there. I didn't see you there earlier, but I'm glad you're here. Feel so much more peaceful and joyful. So I do. I think we've got three people from Australia. Perth, South Australia, I forget. Not Melbourne, is it? And another one in Perth, I think. Is it, what's the name of that place? I know that place. Not Melbourne.
Adelaide.
Yeah, Adelaide. Yeah, Kaz is from there. Been feeling very anxious and angry and fearful and distressed by it all. This helped a lot. Excellent. You know, that's the beauty of the practice, is that no matter what emotions we're feeling, there's always space for another one. You might call it another emotion, but you can call it an attitude. It becomes an emotion, though. You know, the acceptance, also the space for that. So just by putting that acceptance in, it starts to take up more space. And after a while, you find that the acceptance itself has a different quality to the anxiety and anger. So in a sense, they can coexist. But it's what we kind of turn our awareness towards that then takes up more space also. Yeah. You're not getting rid of it, but you're tuning in to something else. Hard to find the words. How soothing and calming it felt. Very helpful to start small and build it up. Thank you so much. May it have helped to energize you too. Yeah, definitely relax me. Different kind of energy. I wouldn't say I'm full of bubbling energy. After very little sleep for many nights. But thank you. I do feel at ease. Thank you. It felt very important to accept the pleasant, nicer qualities as phenomena as well. Yeah, absolutely. Because we can sometimes go, oh, it's nothing. Oh, everyone has that. Oh, it's not me, you know. But it's there, and it's a being, if you like. It's a little visitor that comes from time to time, and it may come quite often in you. So accept it in, and then it will stay for longer. The acceptance was that it is part of being human, that it is hard to accept of myself. That is hard to accept of myself. The acceptance was that it is part of being human that it's hard to accept of myself. It's hard to accept that you're human, yeah? Yeah, well, we're not like perfect or superwoman or superman or superperson. I kind of entered in the last few minutes and heard only the chanting, but it sounded very beautiful and calming. I know, I saw you and I let you in. I accepted you, even last minute. It felt like a relief, but also noticed there can be fear too around acceptance due to the desire to change. The fear is harder to accept. Smart insight. Yeah, it's quite a subtle one. There can be fear around acceptance because we actually don't want to accept, right? We want to change. We want to be different. But ironically, when we accept things, that is the change. That is actually the change. You know, these qualities that we bring in are the change in a sense. Someone has their meal, hand up. Meg. Hi. Oh, I can't hear you very well there. You might need to come closer to the computer, perhaps. If you don't have a mic, you might need to come closer. Or was it a mistake? Hi. You want to say something? Still don't hear you. Okay, never mind. But I appreciate and accept that you tried and accept that you... didn't speak. I'll read through quite quickly. There's a lot of comments. This makes me think we should do another one on acceptance, maybe accepting others. How about that next time? Accepting that I and other persons are both suffering. I don't have to push away. This was the fruit of this metta. Gratitude. Giving myself permission to be and realizing how I override it often. Okay. Please go if you have to go. And as Matthias says, if you would like to support the monastery and the Sangha's requisites, blah, blah, blah. And we accept your donations as well. I've just been diagnosed with SDHD. What's that then? Oh, ADHD, yeah. And accepting my mind with love is so helpful. Yeah, yeah. It was easy to accept my good qualities, struggling to accept the not so good ones. But none of them belong to you, you know? They're all conditioned, they're all just phenomena, natural phenomena. Of course, it's harder to accept those. But it's a start, isn't it, to recognize that, you know, there's a it's okay to accept them, you know? Because they're there. And trust me, whatever bad qualities you think you have, I have them too. I'm sure. Unless we're talking about, you know, breaking certain precepts. I'm not saying I do that. But that's behavior. That's not quality. Yeah. All right. So it is time to say goodbye to you all. I wish you a very warmly accepting weekend, whatever comes. And see you Wednesday for the chanting, next Friday for the sutta, and next Saturday also for the metta. And then I'm going to be on retreat for 10 days with everyone else who's staying here and offline. Yay! And also, I'm still trying to finish a newsletter that takes weeks and months, but it should be coming out in the next hour. So if you're really keen to join Ajahn Brahmali's retreat, stay posted in the next hour. It could be less than an hour. So... yeah, you'll be able to register for that if you wish, and other things as well. Do you want to unmute and we wave goodbye? Say goodbye. It's nice to hear your voice.